What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Happy Sunday. Here we are live again, which is absolutely awesome. Okay, so I'm going to allow you guys to ask the question that you didn't get on the air to ask last Sunday. I had so many of you email me in just this panic state that you didn't get on the air last Sunday. Well, you know, it is my most popular program that I do every year where you can ask your highlights of 2017. So here on the broadcast today, you can either ask me what are my highlights of 2017, or you can just ask me a specific question. But this will be the last Sunday I do that. So if you, until the end of this year when I do the big broadcast again, and you can ask me again. But this is the reason I do that is that, you know, folks, if I tell you your highlights of 2017, you actually don't need a full session with me because I'm going to tell you what it is you need to know. And so there you go, just saying. Oh, I am, for those of you who live in Las Vegas, fabulous Las Vegas, I am volunteering my time for the Junior League of Las Vegas. It's going to be at the Children's Discovery Museum right at the Smith Center, and it's a night where adults get to play with all the stuff the kids usually play with in the museum, and they're doing kind of a carnival theme, and so I'll be there helping them raise money. So if you don't have anything to do on next Saturday, the 14th of January, and you want to join me as well as a bunch of people that are looking to raise money for a great cause, the Facebook page has it, which is the Junior League of Las Vegas. Just jump on there and decide that you want to attend because it would be awesome for you to be there. And then you can play in the museum. And then if you want to come and visit me in person and have a quick mini reading and donate to a great cause, that is the place. So one of the people that have asked me to be on the air today, let me look for his phone number here. Hold on. There it is. All right. Area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Christopher.
Oh, hi, Christopher. So did you want to ask about your highlights of 2017?
Yeah, I love my highlights. Thank you.
All right. Let's see what the cards want to tell you. All right, and here we go. All right. Okay. You have been delaying your own new beginning for way too long. And what the cards are talking about, that makes sense, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So what it's saying here is that it's absolutely time for you to get out of a feeling of being trapped or out of a trapped situation. It is probably connected with your career, that people have sort of taken you for granted, that you're just going to keep chugging along and keep doing what you're doing, and that what I'm seeing here is that you're not getting anything back. So okay. It says that this is the year you finally decide to follow your heart and go after what you want. And I think the biggest thing that has been delaying you from starting this is because I think you're afraid of failure.
Yeah, I'm one of those kind of ultimate perfectionists that's afraid to try.
Okay, well, you know, hold on, I'm getting a sip of coffee here. Hold on.
No problem.
You know what Yoda said, right? Do or do not. There is no try.
There is no try, absolutely.
There is no try. So here's the thing, is that we usually regret the things that we don't do, not the things we do.
I agree.
So here's the thing. The worst thing that could happen is it doesn't go the way you – that's the worst thing that could happen. And when you kind of – you know, it's like if you make a batch of cookies and you forget to put the vanilla extract in, but the cookies still taste good, it's still an accomplishment. Do you see
exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly. So, I do. Perfect analogy.
Okay, so what it's saying is you are not committed to where you are right now. So you're doing it, whatever you're doing right now feels compulsive. You're doing it because you have to do it. You're not doing it because you love to do it. All right? So what it's saying is that the thing that you really want to do is incredibly creative. It is incredibly needed. At the end of the day, you're going to feel good about doing it. But it's going to be a 3-year process. But
you know,
if
I don't know what that is, is the best way to...
Okay. Thank you for asking that, because the other people listening are going to benefit what I'm about to tell you. Okay, so the way to get to the thing, right, is the thing that you love, the thing that is going to rock your world, right, is that you take out a sheet of paper and you put two lines down the sheet of paper, so you have three columns. In the first column, and you have to do this in order because that's how it's effective, is that in the first column, you write down all the things people tell you you're good at. Everything. Any compliment you've ever had from anybody about anything you've ever done. Anything that someone tells you you're good at. That goes in the first column. And you keep writing until you've exhausted the list. And you can get silly in that list going, oh, people say I make the best coffee in the morning, which is why they show up early, because they want my coffee, kind of thing. All right? Even if it's something as silly as that. All right? It goes in this first column. The things that people tell you you're good at, right? The second column are things that you know you're good at. In other words, in your heart of hearts, that you have trained for, you've gotten educated for, you've experienced in, that goes in the second column. The things you know you're good at, like keeping your word, being on time, being someone that will finish the task even if it causes for you to stay longer. I mean, this dedication, this integrity, the things that you know you're good at go in the second column, right? The third column, but you can't do the third column till you do the first and second column. In the third column, it's what do I love? And it will be from the two things that you do, that the two columns that you're going to create this new beginning for yourself. Because here's the thing. Nobody can beat you up like you can. You're incredibly self-critical.
Oh, yeah.
But what's so funny is that, as a matter of fact, if you work for an employer and they assign you a task, they assign you a job or a project, you'll do it better than they expect you to do, because that's your standard, all right? So one of the things that I'd love to see you do is think about taking on more of a project manager role in a different industry, whether that's entertainment, whether that's engineering, whether that's something. You know, maybe it could be trade shows. Whatever it is that if you can be the go-to guy that handles something, and you're the hub in the middle of the wheel, that's where your world would be rocked, in my opinion. Because you can think on many levels at the same time. You know that this thing has to be taken care of before that thing will. You know how to follow up with people and get them to do what they need to do and what they promise to do. But whatever you're doing now, your heart is not in it. It is, I hate where you are right now.
Yeah.
That's a big word. I hate where you are right now. And
yeah,
the thing is,
I can get frustrated.
Well, okay, the reason you can get frustrated is because you're dealing with people that don't have the same work mojo ethic you do.
Nail on the head.
Well, that's what it says. So the
yeah.
thing is that when you can get into something where you're dealing with responsible people and you're not acting like a dad or babysitting them, that's totally different. When you're dealing with people that are responsive and know how to be professional. But it's saying that this year is your year for new beginnings. This year.
Yeah.
So,
I know we're in a universal 1 year. I'm also
right.
in a personal 1 year. So it's all
yes.
kinds of new beginnings for me.
Right. And so here's the other cool thing. There are here's the way to you get to, because I don't care what you do. I just want you out of this job.
Yeah.
I mean, even you doing this exact job in another place will open up a lot for you. So what I would do if I were you is I would start now reaching out to the people that I've either worked with before or want to work with moving forward that are in my social or networking circle. I would do my best to update my LinkedIn profile if I were you.
Okay.
And I would put on your LinkedIn profile in your activities, like maybe in volunteer work, something any projects you've done that would lead you to being tapped to do something moving forward. So today, Sunday, I would, before the Golden Globes start at 4, because no one's getting hold of me at 4 o'clock today.
I'm with you.
I'm just saying. But before 4 o'clock today, go on all of your social media and update it to present yourself as the best possible candidate for something new. See, I keep getting that if you did the same thing you do now someplace else, that would make a world of difference. But
okay.
anyone that wants a new opportunity in 2017 can have it. They just need to make sure that they're being very, very aware. And I want you to get invited to the next opportunity. I don't want you to chase
okay.
it. All right? So I hope that makes sense.
Just let it
friend.
Happen.
Okay,
well, thank
yeah,
you so much.
Now, you might want to do the 9-day energy reset to draw to you.
You know
what?
I have it downloaded. I just am in the process of kind of getting everything, like purging, so I can start.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing is that can I tell you a challenge that happened? Can I just share with you a challenge that happened? Because I think
okay.
that you're going to understand this, because I am, in my way, a perfectionist at what I do. It's like
yeah.
I have a certain way. I have a discipline to what I do. So I wrote 9-Day Energy Reset because I really felt that there were people out there like me that have done everything right connected with their career, but also wanted to have kind of a little extra nudge, right? So I wrote 9-Day Energy Reset with the idea that I was going to heavily promote it on the 30th and 31st of December, okay? So,
yeah.
And I'm sharing this story with you because I want to tell you that shit happens to me too, all right? So here's the thing. So
I love
this.
That you swear a little.
Just a little, just enough to sprinkle the sundae with a little extra interest. But here's the thing. So I write this, okay? And I'm so excited that I've written this because it's all the rituals I've been telling people over the years, and I just finally put it in one place. And when I do it, when I seriously do it, things happen. So I was going to heavily promote it, and I did heavily promote it on December 30th and December 31st. So December 29th, I'm looking at my guide on Amazon.com, and there are 10 beautiful, wonderful, authentic 5-star reviews from people that did my ritual. I'm like, yay, this is so cool. So December 30th, I get up, and I'm going to start putting the link out there, you know, to send, you know, social media and all the other stuff I was doing.
Uh-huh.
The reviews were gone. All 10 reviews were gone off my product, off my guide. Gone, just gone. So I just basically went insane for a minute, and then I started doing everything I do, and I start reaching out to Amazon. So the reviews came back after all of this stuff, and I talked to people. I mean, I finally got through. It was a big pain. I finally get through to them. They finally, by some technical error, get the reviews back up. I know, right? They get the reviews back up on January 3rd. So my whole window of opportunity to actually promote this for New Year's Day, to start this ritual on New Year's Day, when people went to go look at the product, there were no reviews. Be the first to review. So I understand, Christopher, that yeah, you know, best laid plans, things can happen totally out of control. So of course, I am the queen of turning things around in my benefit, right? I'm the queen of that, because it's like, now what do you do? So I have actually been doggedly pursuing Amazon, that they are the ones, their technical error made me miss a big window of opportunity that I was planning for 2 months because the reviews weren't there. So I'm actually asking Amazon to help promote my guide.
Awesome. Now, awesome. There you go.
They're probably going to tell me no.
You don't know unless you ask.
But the worst they can do is tell me no. So I'm telling
exactly.
you that for a reason, that the worst that can happen is it didn't go the way you figured. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you
See
so
you
much.
Later.
Have a good day.
All right,
day.
Happy New
bye.
Year. Okay, bye.
You too.
All right, hold on. There's somebody else that asked me that was just really wanted to get on the air last Sunday. Okay, I'm going to area code 773. Let me get them on the air. Hello. 773. Hi, who's this?
Hooray! It's Joellen. I love your show, and I listened, and I got your app, and I do all the stuff, the saging, the cleaning. I do it all, sister.
You're so funny. Okay, so you want the highlights of 2017, or do you want a specific question?
No, give me only the best highlights.
All right, you got it. Okay, here we go. All right. But I had to tell you guys that story because, you know, people have this mistaken, because I don't really talk about negative stuff. I really don't. I mean, that's why I think I have really loyal callers that, you know, and people that listen to the program. And I found out recently that 85% of my listeners are men, which blew my mind. That blew my mind. 90% of my callers are women, but 85% of my listeners are men. Blew my mind. Anyway, but I rarely talk about negative stuff that I'm dealing with because I don't want to give it energy. So one of the things I like to show people is that there's always a different way of looking at their life. So I'm looking at your cards right now. And the way I want you to look at your life, instead of suffering over the fact that there's chaos in your life all the frickin' time, instead of suffering over the fact that there's chaos all the time, I want you to embrace it. I want you to celebrate it. I want you to actually think it's pretty cool that there's always something going on in your life.
I wouldn't call it chaos, but there's always something going on.
Well, because that's what it says, is that chaos is a natural part of your life, and that instead of fighting it, I want you to embrace it. I want you to go with it. I want you to celebrate the fact that you're this busy. There are a couple guys coming up in your cards here, though. Well, one could represent a guy, but one could represent kind of a mojo that you need to adopt. And there's a self-healing that needs to happen with you. And it's talking about accepting yourself for totally who you are instead of fighting who you are. Okay? Do not apologize that you are the person you are. But what that may mean is that there's probably a job change that is destined for you to happen, because there's another masculine influence here in your career that is saying that you cannot politically connect with this guy. There's just something about this guy that he just doesn't like you. Do you recognize the guy?
No.
This is somebody connected in your career or your environment that is is sort of preventing you from having what you want.
But I just got the best job ever. I love this job.
Then it's probably not him. It's probably not the job. It could be a client. It could be someone that you thought was a friend of yours and is kind of working against you. I really want you to make sure that you're that the people you're surrounding yourself with are on Team Joellen.
Okay. Well, I'm a teacher.
Okay.
And so.
Because what I'm getting is that this could even be someone that approaches you romantically. There's a guy, there's a masculine influence here that is coming into your life in 2017 that I don't like. So you may not have met him yet because this is your highlights of 2017. I want you to avoid any guy until you have proof of who he is. I want you to avoid getting emotionally involved with any guy until he proves to you who he is.
Well, how do I get someone to prove who they are?
What am I looking for? You don't sleep with them too. Yeah. Okay. I need a sip of coffee here. Hold on. Okay. Because what this is saying is that everything that has shifted for you is moving you forward in an amazing, authentic direction. I want you to embrace the idea that you are the queen of order to chaos, that I really want you to look at it that way, that the more chaotic something is, the better you do, all right? So if I'd have gotten hold of you right out of high school, I would have told you to become a nurse because of what I'm seeing in your cards, because you're really good at getting to the most important thing very quickly, all right? But watch out for men in 2017 that present themselves to you one way without proving to you who they are. Okay? So this is not a time to be spontaneous with men. It's time to be pragmatic with men. Okay?
Okay.
You got it?
Any
man in 2017. And I know it's funny because what I'm getting
here is...
That's kind of
a bummer to hear, Mona, because I haven't been, you know, in a relationship in a very long time, and that's kind of what I'm trying to draw to me. And
I'll tell you, the thing is that all I'm asking you to do is make sure that if you meet a guy and you think he's awesome, make sure he's not married. It's like stuff like that. Make sure that the guy is the authentic guy that you think he is. Just make sure. Even if that means that you kind of check up on him. You make sure. Because I have to tell you, you've kissed some toads here, Joellen. And I don't want you kissing any more toads. Okay? Now, it's saying the way to your great love is by you connecting spiritually with your environment. So that could be you find a non-denominational church that you start going to, or you find a charity that you get yourself involved in. What I'm seeing is that by you connecting spiritually with things changing for the better, it could even be an organization that helps clean up, you know, wherever you live. It could be like an environmental group or whatever it is. But it's saying whatever you can connect with spiritually, that at the end of whatever you do with them makes you feel better and like you've done your God work, that's what I'm seeing here for you, is that that's how you meet him. It's funny because you're not going to meet this guy by online dating. You're not going to meet this guy by at a bar. You're going to meet this guy by the right guy, by doing some sort of spiritually aligned work in some way. So even if let's say you are a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, you might want to join the Democratic Party in your area and start going to those meetings. But it's something where your essence is spiritually aligned. That's how you meet this guy. And any other guy, make sure that they're proving themselves to you in some way. You see what I mean?
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Mona.
Okay, bye. All right, let me see. I'm going to go to area code 469. Hello, 469. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is LaShondra. How are you?
Hi, LaShondra. So do you want highlights of 2017, or do you want a specific question?
Specific.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, I started dating this guy, Ricky. We made it official yesterday. I'm just trying to see how does the future look for us?
Okay, so when you say you made it official yesterday, it means that you guys
like
are
officially
exclusive.
In a relationship.
Yeah, you're exclusive. You're not dating anybody else. You're going to see where this goes, right?
Right.
Okay, here's a really funny thing, LaShondra, about your cards. Are you ready?
Yes.
He's totally ready. And these cards say you're not.
Really?
Which is really funny, because the only reason I think I'm getting it this way is because he's actually serious about being committed to you and seeing where this goes, but you're coming up a little afraid of trusting him.
Yeah, because, like, he's not available to me the way I want him to be, like, and I don't know if he, like, it's like I start to have doubts because I don't know if he's talking to someone else because, like, I don't know.
Okay.
And I think it's because I haven't been, you know, in a relationship since I had a divorce, and that was like I've been single for like 3 years now.
Okay.
And
so here's the thing. He's nothing like your ex-husband.
Okay.
Let me start with that. So anything that reminds you of anything he says or does or whatever that reminds you of your ex-husband, you need to stop yourself from going down that emotional path.
Okay,
because what I'm seeing here is that this is a guy that you actually could marry and spend the rest of your life with. He's coming up as a guy that is authentically interested. And what's funny is you made a comment about he's not available to you the way you want him to be available. The only way that I would see that this would be a deal breaker is if he was still married.
No, he's not.
Okay, so why do you think he's not available the way you want him to be available?
Because, like, when I call him or, you know, when I text him or whatever, it's, like, very delayed, and he explained it to me that he can't answer it. You know, every time I want him to, the way that I want him to.
Okay.
When he gets the time, he will.
Okay, sweetie. Here's the thing with texting. When you're texting a guy, it's not like texting a girlfriend. I'm just telling you. You know, I don't know about you, but what happens is that sometimes I'm in readings with people, and my phone is in the other room. I don't pay attention to it's like I'm so into doing a reading with someone that I'm not looking at my phone. So sometimes somebody will text me, and then they'll text me again 20 minutes later, like, where the are you? And then they'll text me again, and it's getting more and more sort of vicious. And then I finally text them back, go, okay, phone was in the other room. I've been in readings for the last 3 hours.
Okay.
And then they go, oh, sorry. Oh, okay. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Is that this guy is... Wait. This guy is not trying to do anything except be in a relationship with you. He's got stuff going on, and the thing is that when he texts you back, it's because he's taking the time to text you back. See, there are times that I text people back, and all I send them back is they send me something, and I send back the letter K to stand for okay, because I'm,
yeah,
like, swamped. I'm busy. I might be at a stoplight and just sending that. Do you see what I mean? I may not be available to go, oh, baby, I can't wait to be with you later. I mean, they don't have time. So here's the thing is that do not get yourself all messed up about the idea that he doesn't respond to you that quickly, because according to this, LaShondra, you already have his heart.
Oh.
So you relax into the, okay. So I've been married. It'll be 24 years this year. 24 years. I've known my man for 27, right? So we've been together. When I text him, he doesn't sometimes, he forgets to text me back. I don't take it personally. Right? He just forgets. You know, and actually, if he really wants to get a hold of me, he calls me because he knows how to get a hold of me. I mean, seriously, if there's something he's going to ask me or whatever, he knows how to get a hold of me. But the thing is that you want to view this relationship as though you guys are already in a long-term one, that you don't get upset if the text doesn't come back 30 seconds after you send it. All right? Because what I'm getting here is you're the one that's afraid, not him. And don't let fear sneak in by what you think or not think he's doing. Because according to this, when he's with you, you have his undivided attention, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're with him, that's when, and you know, most men are not as expressive, I mean, as we'd like them to be. We know that. But I want to tell you that how you know you're with the right person is you guys can sit in a room together for a couple hours and not say a word to each other and still feel connected.
And I feel a strong connection when I'm with him. He'll just grab my hand and just hold it. And we just hold hands.
Sweetie, don't mess this up.
Okay.
Just let this happen. This is a, you know, I have to tell you, and if you've listened to my program at all, you know that sometimes people will call up and I'll go, oh, no, dump this guy. He's a dork. Leave him alone, man. Mm-hmm. Don't get rid of this one. He's a loser. But this one, this guy, he's pretty freaking awesome. And what I like about him is that he's all man. And with you, you get to see his amazing softer side when you're with him. So celebrate that and text the crap out of your girlfriends, but don't expect him to respond like they do.
Okay.
All right? Don't mess this up, girl. Let this one happen because I like him a lot.
Okay,
and he's nothing like
your
ex. All right. See you later. Happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year.
Okay, bye. All right. I got somebody here from the hold on. I'm going to take a break a sec. I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 913. Hello, 913. Who is this?
Hi, Mona. Happy New Year. This is Andy. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Andy. Okay, so do you want highlights of the New Year, or do you want a specific question?
I would love highlights of the New Year.
All right, let's see. Let's see. All right, here we go. Okay, so coincidence over the next couple of months is going to be your best friend, because what it's saying is 2017 is about you getting serious about your own happiness, getting serious about what's important to you. And though you're quite good at what you do for work, what it's saying is that you've sort of reached a plateau or a level of boredom. And it's time for you to shift into something that actually excites you. So the best way for you to shift is to put yourself in front of people you've never met before. And the very coolest way to do that is to find a hobby that you love, so that when people ask you, Andy, what do you do for fun, you can actually respond by saying, oh, I'm taking a watercolor class, or I'm taking a stand-up comedian class, or whatever it is you're doing to improve yourself. Because most people don't really give a crap what you do for work. They give a crap what you do for fun, right? Now, if work and fun happen to be the same thing, if I tell people this all the time, I would rather get hired to do Mystic Mona at a trade show than go to a party or go to a dinner.
Oh, wow.
Because this is what I really like to do. When I'm getting into people's mojo and I'm doing, it's like, to me, it's not work. It's what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? So that's why I'm asking you to start finding things you do that are fun that could actually end up helping you move forward. And I'll give you sort of a far-reaching example. So let's say you really are into like the spiritual side of things and you want to make people's lives better because you know by tapping into their spiritual side that that's where everything happens, because that's where the huge potential is. So let's say you decide, okay, then I'm going to align myself with maybe a health and wellness or a spiritual trade show where I'm helping sell booths for trade show. Because here's the thing is, then I get to go to the trade show, I get to interact with all these amazing people, but I'm also making a commission because I'm helping them sell booths at the trade show. So it's a way of bringing it all together. In other words, it could be an extension of what I do right now if I wanted to do that. But what it's saying here for you is find out a way that you get to find something that acts as a catalyst toward what you love to do that could also make you money. Because the thing is that you're really good at your job. You know, you're somebody that when someone gives you a task, you keep your word, you do all of that. All of that's true, but you are bored. You are stuck. You are complacent. You're not growing. So it's saying the way for you to grow is, first of all, decide that you're going to take your own happiness seriously. And in 2017, it resonates to a 1 year, 2 and 1 and 7 equals 10. You drop the 0, it's a 1. So it means that you have universal permission to concentrate on yourself and what's important to you. And yours is saying, by you being serious about your own happiness, about you throwing out ideas to anyone that will listen to you about what you want to do, that coincidence is going to lead you to a new opportunity. So what it's saying is, once the new opportunity happens, once you're in what I call true place success, where you really are, you're cooking on all the all your cylinders here, and you're cooking on all your gas burners here, right? Because what it's saying is that you're finally ready. You're finally ready, and this is the year. And I want to tell you, these next 2 months, any networking event that you can get your butt to, go to it. Anything that you can learn something you don't know, do it. Because coincidence, meeting people that you've never met before, is how you get what you want. Now, I want to tell you, there's a woman I want you to actually watch for. Dark hair, dark eyes, kind of petite. She is, she's already where she needs to be in life. So she may be somebody that you actually say, wow, how did you finally decide to be here? Because, you know, I've heard about you in the community. I see that you do all these wonderful things. And, oh, my gosh, you seem to do it with almost no effort. And she will tell you that it looks that way now because she worked her ass off to get to the point.
Right.
Where she is. So this is someone you would really admire. So I actually think that this woman is somebody that's going to become a really good friend of yours.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Well, but the cool thing about it is that there's just something about the connection with the two of you that you feel like you've known each other for lifetimes. It feels so organic and amazing. But you meet her through one of these networking things or one of these projects that you take on. So, all right, gal pal.
Oh, how cool.
I hope that helped.
Thank you. You bet.
All right, see you
Thanks
later.
So much. Happy
You're
New
welcome.
Year.
Happy New Year. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay.
I just thought maybe I'd be open with that, like what you see, I guess, for 2017.
See, now you have perfect timing, my friend, because I only do this type of a question because it's so open-ended. Do you see what I mean? That's usually why people call me for a full session. So I only do this on special days. So I do it usually New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and then sometimes I'll do a follow-up the weekend after New Year's. So I'm gonna draw the cards for your highlights for 2017. So here we go. Okay. You, my darling Lisa, are not, you are not a multitasker. In 2017, you are a one thing at a time girl, right? So when you're talking to somebody, you're not doing something else while you're talking to them. When you're on the computer, you don't have the TV on in the background. And I'm telling you, this is what you're going to do moving forward. From
I think
this point,
like that more. I think
well, because you know,
like
it's funny. So Lisa, I just want to tell you the impression that I had about you when I was turning the cards over. It felt like you were shuffling things around while we were talking.
Oh yeah, I know, but I'm usually not. I just had to finish something in the kitchen. I'm usually one thing at a time. Yeah.
Okay, but what it's saying is that the way for you to get what you want in 2017 is for anything that you're doing to have your undivided attention.
Oh my God,
okay.
Mona, that's unbelievable. I've been centering. I've been starting to meditate. It's helping. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, is the reason I want you to be way into the one thing at a time is because the angels, the universe is trying to get your attention to guide you in a new direction. And the more people that you can pay attention to, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the checkout clerk at the grocery store. I don't care if it's somebody that you're talking to on the phone. The more undivided attention you give anybody is going to lead you to messages that you wouldn't have heard or paid attention to before. It's also saying here that there's somebody from the past that owes you something. It's not money. It's like a favor. There's somebody from the past that's going to help move you forward. And
did
so
they die in the past? Someone that passed away, like a family member?
Here's the thing, is that you, for you to have that connection with people that have passed, you have to do a better job of managing your sleep. Okay? Because I think that the first way that people on the other side connect, spirits on the other side connect, is through your dreams. That's the first way you get a connection. Now, there's a method out there called lucid dreaming, L-U-C-I-D, lucid dreaming. And I don't know, there's a lot of books out there. I don't know which one to recommend to you. But the upshot of it is that you go to sleep, but you become aware in your sleeping state. You actually become, you can actually direct the dream. Like you say, oh, I'm going to fly now, and then you fly. Or I'm going to jump in the swimming pool now, and then you jump in the swimming pool in your dream, right? Well, the neat thing about this lucid dreaming is that you create a safe space, like a coffee table with tea or a gazebo or a beautiful park bench or someplace in your backyard. You create a safe place in your mind's eye that you go, and it's surrounded in white light, and you go into this space and you call the person to you that's passed. So you say, Aunt Mary, please come visit me. I have tea. Please come visit me. All right? And it will take practice. But when we're in our sleeping state, we're as close to being connected with the spiritual side as we possibly can be. Okay?
I just had a dream about my father last night. You know, my mom and dad both passed in the last year. And I had a dream that he was in.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing here is that this is not a year to force your will or force your way. It's about you allowing what's meant to come to you to come to you. And anyone that I keep getting this feeling that anyone that you used to work with in the past that you're thinking of, just call and say, you know, you came to mind today. I was thinking about you, and I remember the time that we did blah, blah, blah project together, and it was just so rewarding. You don't have to call me back if you don't want to, but I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about that and thinking of you fondly. Okay? Because there is going to be an invitation for you coming somewhere around March that I want you to take seriously.
I hope it's not work because I'm retiring. It better not be because I'm done. I'm done with work.
Well,
I need to take care of myself. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, here's what I'm getting with that, and then I got to let you go, is that you're not supposed to totally retire. It doesn't mean that you stay at the same job. It means that you create some sort of a retirement activity or career that keeps you on a schedule, because when you have a schedule, you're happier. You know, you're kind of the queen of discipline. So if you're on some sort of a schedule, you're happier. So it might be that you volunteer at an animal shelter for 3 or 4 hours a day and answer the phone. I don't know. But what I'm getting is that there needs to be some structure after you leave this job that actually leads you toward meeting some new groups of people that help keep you happy and busy, which is exactly what should happen for you. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Do you want the highlights of the new year, or do you want a specific question?
Give me the highlights.
All right, you got it. All right, here we go. Wow. So the most powerful card you have in your five card spread, which is what I'm pulling out here for you and for when people ask this, is you have the Lover's card. Now, this is an interesting card because the Lover's card, when you get it the way you have it, it's all about that initial attraction to somebody, which is usually sexual. Okay? It's usually this amazing, oh my God, I just want to go in the broom closet and take your clothes off. It's that connection initially. What's interesting here is that if you can see that connection and then not act on it, and make sure that you're really getting to know the person before we have the spontaneous interaction in the broom closet, what it's saying is that in 2017, you can experience some amazing, great love. So when you've asked about what are your highlights for 2017, it's saying it's supposed to be your amazing, great love. But you got to hold your horses on acting. No poking when you initially meet this person. Okay, no poking. Seriously. It's okay to check out the assets, but no poking. All right? Because I'm seeing here that when you hold back person, this man, actually recreates for you what real love is supposed to be.
Okay.
It's like that's your big adventure for 2017 is love. And you know, I believe that the way to find great love is to start by doing what you love, that actively participating in your love of spirit, your love of whatever. So your love of education, your love of spirit, your love of your body. In other words, that you fall in love with your potential first. And that you naturally will draw to you a man that's falling in love with the same thing with you. Do you see what I mean? The only thing that I would recommend that you do is a ritual of release for any relationship that has disappointed you in the past. Because the biggest barrier to you having this great love is the fact that you make an assumption about people very quickly. You kind
okay.
of have a, you got kind of a high standard, Kathy, and that's okay. I mean, that's okay, But when I see this card here, right in the middle of your reading, is the only little prickly pear to getting what you want. And sometimes I say, download 9-day energy reset. It's like it's less than $5, okay? And it's a ritual you do for 9 days. But the preparation for the ritual is some writing exercises that you do to clear your mind and emotional space. And what I want you to do is be more open to the blessings that are falling on you, because you have two cards that represent huge blessings coming your way. And I think your big blessing in 2017 is love.
What would be the other card for my blessings? Just curiosity.
Say that again.
You said I had two cards for...
Yeah, you
blessing.
Have two cards that represent blessings are falling on you, but you have a tendency to ignore them. The first card is a card that's called receptivity in traditional tarot. It's the Ace of Cups. Okay? You have it reversed, which means that you haven't been open to receive these wonderful things and gifts that people and the energy in the universe is trying to give you. The other card is a card that's in traditional tarot, it's called the Magician. But in my deck, it's called Existence, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck. And it shows a woman floating in the middle of the universe, and she has just thought about, gee, I'd love to see a shooting star, right? So the shooting star has just happened. But you have that card reversed too, which means that what you want, you can create, but you haven't created it. And usually what happens is we put in our mind's eye what it is we want, the ideal life that we want, and then we let it happen. We don't make it happen. But the only prickly pear that I'm seeing here in your cards is this tendency for you to filter every experience from something from the past. And I want you to be open to the new experiences that are coming your way, because what that says is it's way more satisfying. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, I got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Mary. Happy New Year.
Hi, Mary. Okay, so you want highlights of the new year, or do you have a specific question?
I would like highlights.
All right, let's see. Okay, so, okay. You're going to think that this is sort of a weird thing for me to say, but you've got to do a better job of being rewarded for how hard you work. See, you're a natural giver. You're just a natural giver. You will do something for other people because you know it's the right thing to do. But what's happened over the last couple of years is it seems like you do, but you don't get rewarded for it. It seems like you put it out there, but you don't get rewarded for it. And so what I'm getting here for you is that I want you to start trying new experiences that reward yourself. For example, I want you to do something just because I want you to say you did it, not necessarily because it benefits anybody but you. Do you see? And I'm going to give you sort of an outrageous example. You have this kind of personality that when people meet you, they like you right away. There's something incredibly trusting about you, all right? So if you were to try something like indoor rock climbing, just because you want to say you tried indoor rock climbing, that's the kind of thing that's going to be very interesting to people when you start interacting with them, because there is some sort of a happy offer coming to you. You have the happiest card in the entire deck. Traditional tarot, it's called the Sun. In my deck, it's called Innocence. It is the happiest, most blessed, most contented card in the whole deck. And it says that's what you're moving toward, that you do experiences just so that you can say you experience them. And that what happens is you start drawing people to you that have that almost childlike connection with life again. That's the kind of people I want you to connect with, not the people that seem to be sucking your energy from you and leaving you with nothing.
You know, that actually reminds me, it does make sense, and it reminds me of a performance review that is coming up next week, and I have to meet with my boss, and preliminarily, at the end of last year, I did ask for a raise and a title change. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if that's actually going to go through or
so
not.
So here's the thing, and I got to tell you this real quick. No matter what happens, your boss is your angel of change. So if it turns out you don't get this, then you take it as a sign that it's time for you to go someplace else where you're appreciated. I mean, it doesn't mean you immediately quit. It just means that, okay, this is really good to know. Thank you for the information. And then you look for another job. But you could actually end up getting this promotion. And if you get this promotion and this raise, then your boss is also your angel of change. But you don't get upset. You just look at it like, okay, that's my situation, and I'm going to move forward from here. Because there are hundreds of companies that would kill to have you doing what you do with your mojo working for them. And you got to open your mind to that idea. All right, my friend, thanks for the mm-hmm. call. Happy New Year. See you later.
Thank you. Happy New
okay,
Year.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.